The Sioux Community Career Center's Construction Apprenticeship Support Program, CASP, and the Sioux St. Marie Construction Association are partnering up to host a free mental health summit for construction workers, the Career Center said in a news release issued today. Building Resilience, a mental health summit for the construction sector, will take place at Quattro Hotel and Conference Center on Thursday, November 18 from 6 to 8 p.m. All construction sector employers, workers and job seekers are welcome to attend. Complimentary food and refreshments will be provided, and door prizes will be awarded. According to the release, mental health is often referred to as the construction sector's silent epidemic. According to Statistics Canada, 33% of men in the construction sector report poor mental health. Another survey suggests that 64% of construction workers want better physical and mental well-being support from their employers. In the U.S., construction workers have the highest suicide rate compared to every other sector. A contributor to these statistics is the stigma surrounding mental health, talking about your feelings and asking for help. The construction sector is mainly male-dominated, and many gender stereotypes still stand in the way of making real change, but the conversation is growing. More and more of the sector's workers are speaking up about the need for mental health support. The full release is as follows. The Sioux Community Career Center's Construction Apprenticeship Support Program, CASP, has partnered with the Sioux St. Marie Construction Association, local construction sector employers and mental health service providers to present Building Resilience, a mental health summit for the construction sector. Hosted by former NHL player Aaron Gavy, this free event will take place at Quattro Hotel and Conference Center on Thursday, November 1 from 6 to 8 p.m. All construction sector employers, workers and job seekers are welcome to attend. Complimentary food and refreshments will be provided, and door prizes will be awarded. Mental health is often referred to as the construction sector's silent epidemic. According to Statistics Canada, 33% of men in the construction sector report poor mental health. Another survey suggests that 64% of construction workers want better physical and mental well-being support from their employers. In the U.S., construction workers have the highest suicide rate compared to every other sector. A contributor to these statistics is the stigma surrounding mental health, talking about your feelings and asking for help. The construction sector is mainly male-dominated, and many gender stereotypes still stand in the way of making real change, but the conversation is growing. More and more of the sector's workers are speaking up about the need for mental health support. The Building Resilience event aims to increase mental health awareness and remove the stigma that comes with it by shining a light on mental well-being, substance misuse, and suicide prevention. Learn about local mental health supports, network with other sector professionals, and celebrate our local employers working to support their employees. Special guest speaker Peter Corbett, machinist and professor of mechanical trades at Sioux College, will discuss the importance of building your own resiliency toolbox. Executive Director of the DeNovo Treatment Center Aaron Sinclair and Research Project Coordinator Grace Tiersma will present data from their research and tools for the Addiction and Suicide Crisis Research Project. To attend this free event, please RSVP here before Thursday, November 4, 2021. For more information, please contact Melissa Tremblay, CASP Program Administrator, at 705-759-0909X. 4228 or email melissa.tremblay@siouxcareercenter.ca. We hope to see you there. For over 25 years, the Sioux Community Career Center has provided personalized services to assist job seekers, employers, and newcomers in reaching their professional goals. You can find more information about our free services online and by following us on Facebook and Instagram.